something.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
All morning.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for our weekly game show, Bridge the Gap. About my generation. Generation. You can watch Bridge the Gap live right now on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search for Alice 973 or go to at Radio Alice 973. First off, we're going to start with Gen X. Longtime friend of the show, longtime friend of Vinny's. We have a surgeon in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we do.
It's Deepak playing for Gen X.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Are you nervous?
Not really. This looks just like a fun little thing to come in to do.
I knew that you had had some surgery to repair some injury, but I did not know you were still all strapped up. Dang, dude.
Yeah, you got a lot of equipment on you, Deepak.
I do. Yeah. I use a lot of equipment in general. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like, it's not that hard.
How much longer are you stuck in that, whatever you call that thing?
Well, it's a sling.
A sling?
And I have it for 3 more weeks.
It's like a ball sling, though, weirdly. Like, it has a cushion to keep your arm in a certain position.
Exactly.
And then there's a little ball to grab onto. Like a doorknob.
Or a ball.
We'll go with a ball.
When you sleep, are you wearing that?
No.
Yes.
You wear that to bed?
Well, the problem is if you don't have this on in bed and you start moving your shoulder around.
Oh.
Then it's going to, like, move the shoulder, and the point right now is to immobilize the shoulder, let it heal.
Oof. Mm. All right.
Yeah, I want you to lean in a little bit.
Okay.
There. It's hard to get
better?
The mic angle is not awesome, but you're, oh yeah, pull it over right next to you.
That.
Yeah, that's nice. But talk a little louder too.
I can do that.
Great.
Perfect. I have a loud voice.
Have learned
as,
from the best.
You know.
Yes, now
the gentleman sitting next
you're
to me.
Talking. All right, let's turn our attention to the Zillennials. Now, playing for the Zillennials, it's Emily from SF. Thank you for last minute agreeing to come in today.
Absolutely.
At her wedding, these are fun facts about Lisa we're going to get to.
She wrote in and told us these.
Yes. So at her wedding, my father-daughter dance started as a sweet Paul Simon song and transitioned into The Distance by Cake. People still bring it up. And we met in the picnic table area.
Yes, I believe so.
I totally remember
okay.
you. We had a whole convo. We were at the Cake Ben Folds Five, or actually just Ben Folds. Concert a few years back. And very randomly struck up a conversation and found out she was a listener.
Mm.
It was great. For you, Vinny, she went to U of O.
Go Ducks.
And one of her first jobs after graduation was an event rep for Ninkasi Brewing, which was founded by your friend.
Yes. Yeah, so you worked with James.
I never met him personally.
Oh, James
but
had
I,
already moved on.
Exactly.
Okay,
but I supported the brand, repped it, loved the beer.
That's
it was good
awesome.
Times. Yeah,
that is so awesome.
Fun for Maddie. I absolutely have and will tell people to put their shopping carts away. Even worse, I do it in a really passive-aggressive way and say, oops, I think you forgot to return your cart.
I go,
I love you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I think you forgot that. I can help, though. Like, no. Yes, it's a job for someone else to, like, it could be their job, but you got to do it yourself. You can do it. Go do it.
You can do it.
And then they, like, roll into the driveway or into the parking lot. It's not cool.
I might be rooting for Zillennials today.
Woo.
Get out of here.
Come on,
Maddie. What's wrong with you?
Fun for Bob. Not exactly original, but Ferris Bueller's Day Off is also Emily's favorite movie. When she got, I guess that's AOL Instant Messenger.
AIM.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. When I was in middle school,
today.
I wanted Sausage King of Chicago to be my screen name. My dad, thankfully, wouldn't let me.
Ah, that's so good. Love it.
All right.
The Sausage King of Chicago? Abe Froman.
Abe Froman.
Okay.
I
agree.
You just watched it. Yeah, I was going to say that was just on the clock.
I didn't have to watch it, remember? So you each get a nice little prize pack. Thrilling. And just for playing today, you both get tickets to see Santana and the Doobie Brothers at Shoreline.
Oh, wow.
So
fun. That's a good show.
That's Thank a great you. Show.
I've seen Santana. He's great.
Yes. Amazing. And the two of them, like the Doobie Brothers, hit after hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. All right. Here's how it works. Gen X will ask the Zillennials questions that anybody in Gen X, that's you, Deepak, should know the answer to. If the Zillennial player answers correctly, they get a point. If they don't, then the player from Gen X gets a chance to steal. So don't shout out answers. Make sure that the question is being addressed to you before you yell out an answer. Then it's the Zillennials' turn to ask a question. We go back and forth asking questions between the generations for 5 rounds. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Any final thoughts before we embark upon this mission?
Good luck, Emily.
Yeah, you too.
Isn't that nice?
we're friends.
Good. I think you go first this week.
Okay, I'll go first.
Great.
Deepak, first question from the Zillennials to Gen X. Who was the first winner of American Idol?
You gotta be kidding me.
You don't know?
American Idol. Is that a singing one?
Yes. It's the original singing one.
That's the one with Simon on it, right?
Yes.
That guy.
And it was Randy.
And he's like, yeah, oh, right. And
Paul
then,
Abdul.
Okay. God. Was it Kelly Clarkson?
It was Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, my God!
Yeah! Wow. Did you just scam me? I gave you so many hints because I thought you needed the help.
I do need the help.
And then boom.
Well,
the look on his face when you said American Idol, I'm like, oh no.
I totally looked away, so there was no possibility, like even the look on my face would let anything be known.
I think I just got scammed.
No. I don't
maybe.
Do that.
Well, it's possible.
Then I'm gonna make the rest of the questions.
No!
Yes.
One to nothing.
Here's your first question, Emily, for the Zillennials.
Okay.
Rosanna Arquette is searching for Susan in the 1985 movie Desperately Seeking Susan. Who plays Susan?
I have absolutely no idea. Mm-hmm. Let's say Cher.
That is actually a great guess.
That is a really good guess.
That's really good guess, but that is not the correct answer. All right, it's your chance to steal.
This comes to mind. I don't know if it's right. Is it Madonna?
It is Madonna.
So I must have known somewhere that there was music involved.
That was a good guess.
That feels like a win for me.
I
feel actually kind of good.
You should. I would
thank you.
You know what? Let's get her a little trophy, should we? Okay. Back to you. By the way, the score is 2-0.
Mm.
2 to like a half mystery point.
Yeah. Well, we have positive attitudes
over
here.
Yes.
Having fun is all that matters to the Zillennials. Okay, Deepak. Gretchen Wieners is like totally rich because her dad invented what?
Oh my God, who is Gretchen Wieners?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, was she born, is it a hot dog?
No, but that's a solid guess.
I don't know this either, by the way.
I don't either.
Gretchen Wieners is like totally rich because her dad invented
toaster strudels.
Correct.
Oh boy.
What's it from?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
All right.
On the board.
I was thinking it might be Clueless or something. I don't know. Okay, so there you go. You are on the board. And I would also like to say, sometimes someone's leading so much so that they start to get a little overconfident. Like last week when the Zillennials had 0 and Dollarita Steve all of a sudden came roaring back.
He locked in
and started, so never feel bad. There's always a chance. All right, here we go. What Gen X favorite band was fronted by Michael Stipe? That one is for you, Emily.
Okay. Well, I've never heard of Michael Stipe. So let's just say, I can't even, the first band coming to my mind is Kiss, but I know that's not even him. So
yeah, that is not.
Let's just say
You said
Rush.
Kiss. Oh, okay. So, it's not Rush either.
Okay, should I just keep listing bands I know and say, let's say.
It's a Gen X favorite band fronted by Michael Stipe.
Well, Rush will be fun at some point soon, but Michael Stipe was the lead singer of R.E.M.
Say it a little louder.
R.E.M.
That is correct. R.E.M.
You know that band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's the score?
3-1.
Deepak, what brand made the pink razor?
Oh.
Like an actual razor?
No. The phone.
Oh, Motorola.
Oh.
I was thinking Schick.
I know.
I was thinking Venus.
Yeah.
Nope, it's correct. That's correct. It was Motorola.
Oh, did he say Motorola?
Yeah, he said it.
Oh.
Somewhere in there.
I didn't even hear you say it. Okay.
I snuck it in.
Motorola made the razor, the pink razor.
Woo!
I feel like that would got by me. Okay. What influential 1980s hip hop group was known for the song they did with Aerosmith, Walk This Way?
Okay. Was that Run DMC?
It was Run DMC. Well done. It is 4 for Gen X, 2 for the Zillennials. Good job, Emily.
Thank you.
Deepak, what does this stand for? I-Y-K-Y-K.
I-Y-K-Y-K? Oh, geez.
I know what this is.
Did you say Y? I-Y-K-Y-K?
Mm-hmm.
You. I have no idea.
Ooh, Emily, for the steal. I-Y-K-Y-K stands for?
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you
didn't know. If you know, you know.
It's on Instagram posts all the time.
What's that?
Right.
Exactly. Well, if you know, you know, then you'd be, then you would know. All right, here we go. Next question.
What's the score?
4-3.
Ooh. It's anybody's game.
It really is anybody's game. What commercial catchphrase was popularized by the 1970s Alka-Seltzer ads featuring a headache and heartburn?
Say it one more time.
What commercial catchphrase, it was actually a little jingle, was popularized by the 1970s Alka-Seltzer ads featuring a headache and a heartburn?
Okay, headache and heartburn. But Alka-Seltzer is the little one where you drop it in the water and it fizzes. Oh. Maybe something like fizzy, something with fizz. But no, I don't know it.
But way to deduce. Okay. Again, another like ethereal mystery point.
Oh, thank you.
But no point. Oh. No real point. All right, Deepak, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, but it is like something around the lines of drop, drop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
It is something like that, but that is incorrect.
Ah!
It's plop, plop, fizz, fizz. But, you know, closer than, you know, mystery woman over here. No points assigned on that one. It is.
Oh, what is the score?
4-3. It remains 4-3.
Is this the last question?
There is one more question from each generation.
Deepak, which politician became an iconic meme after being photographed sitting alone, arms crossed, bundled up with mittens at the 2021 presidential inauguration?
Talk it out. Let's hear what you're thinking.
Okay, well, 2021 inauguration, that was when Biden was... Right? Did they do the math right?
Yeah.
Biden was 2020, so that was him there. So that, well, it wasn't cold that time. It was cold for Trump's first one. Was it Joe Biden?
No, it was not Joe Biden. Emily, do you know what politician became a meme because of his mittens?
I believe that was Bernie.
It was Bernie!
It's Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, nice job.
It's a rough one. Okay, we're tied 4-4, and there's one question left, and you've got the first shot at it, Emily. What popular 70s and 80s TV show starred an alien from the planet Ork?
Oh, Something in Mindy, and Mork and Mindy. No, he starred Mork. Mork and Mindy. That'll be what I'm going with.
Mork and Mindy is the correct answer.
Nice job.
By a score of 5-4.
That's the
win. Oh, Emily.
Nice job, Emily.
Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
This game.
That actually gave me a heart attack.
Just
this whole
when you
game.
Think you've got it locked down.
You don't.
You don't. Exactly right.
This game rules.
Oh, D. I'm
congratulations,
so sorry.
Emily.
Thank you.
What'd you say? Blop, blop, fizz, fizz? What'd
I
you?
Did. Drop. I should. I,
he said drop, you, drop.
I said drop, drop.
That was worth a half a point, I think.
That was, yeah. Anyway.
But it wouldn't have mattered. I still, yeah. We would have been 4.5-5. You know what? Neither of you should be embarrassed. We almost every question got answered. That was a great round.
Good job.
Yeah, we made a good little team.
Yeah. 925. Can both of them win this week? I'm rooting for both of them.
I know. You guys are both pretty likable. You're both keepers.
Thank you.
Yeah. But somebody has to go, and it's you, Deepak.
Mm-hmm. Question on your way out, Deepak, from 510. Is the surgeon married?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to take a... That's a complicated answer.
Oh, it's one of those, it's complicated things.
I'm with you, sir. I understand that.
Are you dating?
That's another complicated answer.
Yes.
Stop it. Don't. My God. Is there anyone that you want to say hello to?
I do.
Both of my kids.
Hello, both of your kids.
Noah and Flynn are on the East Coast right now.
Oh, I met one of them at...
You met Flynn.
Yeah. Delightful child.
Did I? You met them both at Vinny's
wedding. Which everyone was like, oh, they were little or
they were literal. But you met Flynn at the Paramount.
Winterland.
He was a nice young man.
Everybody who met him was like, that kid's great.
He is. I was very impressed. He's an impressive kid.
So I'm not surprised.
You know, Deepak's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anybody else? That's it?
That's it for now. Yeah.
All right. Emily, who do you want to say hi to?
Well, I'll say hi to, I have a little baby Cole at home. Just had him.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. So I'm like an elder zillennial.
That's okay.
If you will. And then randomly, I saw Scott Capurro last night. I ran into him at the grocery store.
Oh,
and he said to say hi to everyone. So I'll give him a little shout out. He said he'd listen. We'll see.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
He's hi, probably Scotty.
Sleeping in. Yeah. Hey, Scott. All right. Thank you guys for playing. And you'll get another prize next week just for playing. You still get to go to the Santana Doobie Brothers concert.
Yay.
It all works out for everybody. That was yet another great round of Bridge the Gap. Thank you, guys.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Boop-ba. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 9 a.m. Your chance to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pacific Fertility Center. Pacific Fertility Center. Why is that weird to say? Pacific Fertility Center proudly helps the LGBTQ+ community build the families of their dreams. Visit PacificFertilityCenter.com. Every family belongs here. Let me give you that again. PacificFertilityCenter.com. All right, here's what's happening. June gloom morning, sun later, and a high of 80. If you're just joining us, we had another edition of Bridge the Gap.
Yep.
And the whippersnappers got the win.
In the end, Emily pulled it out. That was a great round. It went back and forth, and in the end, she was our winner. She kind of reasoned things out, too. I liked it.
Even her share guess was well.
Yes.
That was a good guess.
It wasn't bad at all. And then she gave, I think she actually gave Deepak the fizz part. He goes, oh, yeah, but he couldn't pull out plop, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Well, I was almost wondering, are you going to give that to him? Drop, fizz. It's very close.
I was like, I can't give it to him. You know, I almost did the question like this. Finish this jingle. Plop, fizz.
Oh, that would have worked too. Well, either way, it was. It's been fun. I really like it. When we used to do Chick Quiz, Dude Quiz, we made it too hard.
Yeah.
Because we knew we were the ones paying the bets off. So it became so obscure that people, I imagine, in their cars were like, what in the hell?
How is this something any dude or any chick should know? I think somebody joked to me one time, like, you shouldn't call it Chick Quiz, Dude Quiz. You should call it this chick versus this dude quiz.
Right,
because people would send us their resume. We'd ask them questions almost directly off their resume.
Yeah, it was very much.
It was silly.
This is
like,
fun.
No one wanted to lose.
And I really am surprised she came back. Like, I was sitting there going, oh, we're a lock. Great, I'll get to see my buddy next week.
And it makes it, I know, it makes it so that you can enjoy the game without fear of repercussions and just play along.
World Cup action tomorrow. The USA plays in LA versus Turkey.
Turkey.
I got the name from the soccer aficionado on ESPN, and he called it Turkey. The USA plays tomorrow in LA at 7 p.m. Go America.
F yeah.
Right. There was a massive earthquake.
Yeah.
They're calling it. That's exactly the, let me see that's here. The headline is massive earthquake strikes Northern California Wednesday morning. It just happened. And I didn't feel it
8:17. I didn't feel it either.
My daughter wrote me and said, did you feel that? And I was thinking, you're in Santa Cruz. No, she got an alert on her phone.
I see.
Which isn't really a phone. It's a
iPod.
Yeah. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake rocked Northern California this morning. Tremors were felt near Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley?
I don't even know where that is.
Well, I think that's Redwood City. I don't know why they're calling it Redwood Valley.
It's up past
No, it's Redwood Valley.
Like Clear Lake
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's in Mendocino County.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty far north.
But then I just got this in. There was a 3.6 in the East Bay. So we might have been getting also alerts for that.
Oh.
Yeah, they're showing, it's funny, they're saying Redwood Valley, and they're saying, and then there's a picture of Redwood City, and it lists, did I just turn up? No. Redwood City.
Yeah, unless Redwood City was affected by the one in the East Bay across the bay.
They whip that up really quick.
They do. It's true.
Yeah, all right.
And no one fact checks anything anymore, so.
A 5.6 earthquake hit California north of us just a little bit ago, so if you felt it.
You're not crazy.
You got it. Yeah, you know. This is also breaking news. Applebee's viral Dollaritas are returning this July.
And is their new spokesperson Dollarita Steve? I mean, he's already got the name.
They should really be
paying.
Up at the Applebee's.
Yeah.
I was just slamming some Dollaritas.
Up at the Applebee's.
Dollaritas up at the Applebee's.
That was also about an earthquake.
Wasn't that's right.
He came running out of Applebee's.
Well, I was slamming some Dollaritas.
I just figured these things are extra slamming tonight because I just got slammed.
They say they're back for America's 250th birthday. It's a fan favorite, the $1 cocktail that broke the internet and redefined value. Dollarita. Oh, it's in the name. Dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't occur to me at all. $1 margaritas.
How big are these? You've had.
I bet they're smaller than a regular margarita.
It says it's a 12-ounce drink.
Oh. All right.
With a lot of ice, probably. I've never had one.
You know, if you have one, you might as well have them all.
I was just slamming some Dollaritas up at the
apple. You slam the Dollaritas. That's how you do a Dollarita. Line them up, bartender.
Here's a 10.
Give me 10.
Keep them coming.
I don't know why the interviewer didn't say, no, I can't tell at all.
Really?
Slamming
Dollaritas.
I was just slamming some Dollaritas up at the Applebee's.
I was slamming some Dollaritas up at the Applebee's. As you do.
Yeah.
Just the regular old Wednesday night.
Dollarita Steve. Are we ever going to see him again?
Or did he just get contacted by Applebee's and they're like, oh, listen, we heard your incredible appearance.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't make it today because he has a shoot.
He's been swooped out of obscurity and has become a big shot. Yeah. All right, great. America's most stressful airports. You know, I never had lived in a small town until I moved to Eugene, Oregon. And one of the things that was interesting to me, as someone who'd never lived in a real small town, was that airport in Eugene, you can see from one end of it to the other.
Which is how airports should be.
It's a freaking delight. Mm. It might be. I mean, I made great friends and I had a good experience there and people I still love and care about to this day. And yet one of the best things was that stupid little airport.
I know. It's just so easy.
Absolutely loved it.
So easy. You know, have you ever been to the Santa Barbara airport?
No.
That airport is tiny and posh AF.
I bet.
It's really nice. And our flight was delayed and we sat at this posh bar and met some guy from like Top Chef or something. Like, what, like the stars use it. I was like, this is amazing.
A recent report analyzed the 20 busiest airports in the U.S.
So these are the worst ones.
These are the worst ones. Right. And the most stressful airport is O'Hare in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
LaGuardia in New York City. JFK in New York City.
They're the huge ones.
Newark, just outside of New York. And Denver International Airport.
Oh, it's so big there.
Denver?
It's so big that you get off your plane and you got a connection in... And it will take you 20 minutes to get to the connection.
We did stories about that when they finished it. So this goes way back. You probably don't remember, but it was one of the things that was happening is they just built this gigantic new airport and they were having trouble with all of the stuff that carries the bags to the planes.
Oh.
And so these, you know, what do they call those?
Conveyor belts?
Conveyor belts were having... It was a whole freaking thing as this new airport is finally debuted. Like, hey, it's our big new. And they had a lot of problems before they got that thing running. You wouldn't expect Denver to be that a problem because it's not the biggest city on that list by.
It's a hub.
It's a
oh, is
it's
it?
A waypoint. Yeah. So
I definitely
you stop there on your way to Chicago sometimes or on your way to anywhere else.
I was there for flying back east. I had to stop there both times on Southwest. The other airport, I've done all of them because I used to fly an awful lot for work. LaGuardia, planes are never on time. Everything's always late. And getting in and out of the airport is just, it's just a mess. It's so bad.
Well, yeah, and that's New York, though. I've used both of those, JFK as well, ever since I was a boy because we would go to visit relatives. And I just assumed all flights are late. And we get bumped all the time.
Well, you guys would always fly standby because your dad worked for the airlines. So, and that's tough because it does feel like New York flights are particularly full.
Oh, we got bumped all the time.
So you lived in the airport.
So you just go, you know, everybody up. They're calling the standbys. And then they wouldn't call the Hassans and we'd go, oh.
Again. Smoked again.
The least stressful airports are Minneapolis, St. Paul International in Minnesota, Phoenix Sky Harbor, SFO.
What?
Really?
SFO is on the least stressful. Harry Reid International in Vegas and Charlotte Douglas in North Carolina.
Oh.
Okay.
Kansas City one was pretty low-key, too. Small. Like you said, you can see down the whole length of it.
Oh, it's a delight to be in a small airport.
Charlotte's huge. It's an American Airlines hub, and also they do all the commuter flights out of there, so you can fly short distances on the East Coast out of Charlotte. It's great.
I would have expected on the stressed one is Atlanta is another huge hub. Huge. And I'm surprised that wasn't on the most stressed
list. I've heard that one is set up right, though. Like, it's very, you know, they say that you're psyched if you're stopping in Atlanta.
Well, the food at Atlanta Airport is awesome.
That is in the pro column. Yeah.
They have a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I've heard they also have like a great barbecue spot in the airport.
There's a barbecue spot in the airport
that's like renowned.
Yeah, absolutely. If you stop there, find that.
If you've got time while you process yourself over to wherever your connection is.
Get the peach cobbler.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Who
okay.
All right. I mean, I'm off sweets, unfortunately, but you know, that does sound delicious.
It's peaches. It's healthy. It's okay, fine for you.
Sure.
They don't add 2 cups of sugar to the sliced peaches.
Mars is rolling out new M&Ms without artificial dyes in August.
Oh.
So this is a trend that is, I think, a positive one. These dyes, you've heard about red number one or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they ditched some of the colors for a while. So these are like, what are these ones all just like sort of like olive drab? And
believe it or not, it's been
brown.
31 years since blue M&Ms replaced the tan ones. And now there's another color change in the news involving blue and brown. Mars is rolling out a new version of M&Ms without artificial dyes, which will be exclusively available on Amazon in August.
Oh.
Those special packs will not have blue and brown M&Ms because they're still in the process of finding alternative coloring for those two.
Huh.
So eventually you'll have your blue and brown back.
Well, get rid of the blue. Just use purple.
I don't know.
I'd be fine with some color changes in there.
The missing blue and brown M&M is not a permanent change. There won't be any surveys or campaigns to determine a new color purple.
See.
But the new natural M&Ms will be the future. So eventually they'll get to
Enviro M&Ms. I like that. I mean, it is true. Just because it tastes good.
Mars already has natural color options for red, orange, yellow, and green, though they say they appear a lot less vivid than you're used to.
I see.
For those colors, they're using ingredients like beets and turmeric.
That's for the orange, yeah? Or for the yellow?
To create dyes.
Turmeric is, John puts that in his rice all the time, and it turns it bright yellow. It's nice.
We have a lot of that stuff in the house. The things that are considered necessary spices. Mm. They're good for you.
Yep.
M&M's, by the way, the top selling candy in the United States. Hands down.
Well, they're not messy and you can fold up the bag.
You know what? They do melt in your hand though. Let's be real.
You know what you should do? Put them in your damn mouth. Don't be holding it in your hand for an hour waiting for it to melt.
Well, sometimes you want to put them in your pocket. You know?
Nope.
Sorry, I'll just pour them straight in.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Why you got to make an extra mess for me to clean up?
Brown, they say, is a problem because it actually requires blue coloring to create. The government first started pressing companies to eliminate the dyes, and Mars has considered changing the colors or reducing them. For now, they're trying to make the colors happen, but at some point, they may have to give up and give us a new color palette so that they can be naturally colored as opposed to artificially dyed.
I personally am not attached really to any of the colors. You know how sometimes at the holidays, they'll do special versions? Like they have like kind of a pastel-y Easter version. And you can order M&Ms printed with your message in any damn color you want. Like, I feel like I don't need there to be brown M&Ms in my packet. They're the ugliest ones. Everybody knows that, you know, they look like dirt. So I don't want that one.
The famous story, too, and this is something, it's old school. I don't even know if bands have riders anymore because so much stuff can be delivered.
Please let them have
and
riders.
They do.
Yeah.
But one of the famous stories was Van Halen, the rock band from way back in the day, would tell, it was on their rider, we want a bowl of M&Ms and we want the brown M&Ms taken out.
All of them.
And that was the and they later said we did that so that we knew they were reading our rider and getting us all the things we actually needed. The M&Ms weren't really the point.
Yeah.
What would be on your rider?
You know what? I have never toured like that. Like one of the things I remember being on riders, like in a lot of rock bands, was fresh, clean underwear and fresh, clean socks, as in a pack of socks and a pack of underwear.
This size, right?
So these guys, because they couldn't do laundry all the time, and they always felt like if we just get someone to give us new stuff, then we can go out and do our shows, and we don't have to worry.
And
about
we can leave
sending
our old underwear there, and then they can take it home to their children.
So that was one of those things. I don't know what I would need because I can't go anywhere.
Clean sheets, pillowcases.
Like it's a whole freaking
I think Madonna
thing.
Gets a whole new toilet.
What?
I think
oh,
she
yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
not
that.
Just
that's
a
ridiculous.
New toilet seat because a lot of them do a whole new toilet seat. In fact, I think they'll ask for a certain color because they know that they've changed it.
Right.
But I think Madonna wants a whole new toilet. And I think that sometimes if you've got any kind of like if when Isla goes on tour someday, she's going to have a rider that is specific to her dietary needs. And I would just, on my rider, it would be, I want some fried chicken.
That's what I was going to say. A fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, just the sandwich?
Yeah.
I want a buffet of KFC.
KFC.
Or Popeyes. I don't care. Just give me some good crispy fried chicken. And then that'll oil up my voice for my singing that I'll be doing.
I remember being backstage in Philly for the Marilyn Manson concert, and the amount of booze that was hand trucked in, you know, those, what, is that the
Dolly.
Right term? Dolly. Yeah. Dollied in. I was like, what are these guys doing? This is one night, it's a one night show. What are these guys doing?
Sir, for their friends, the squad, the entourage.
It was an all time rager, clearly, because it was so much. And I'm an alcoholic.
Or they're stocking an, their bar that they own. They send it all back to LA.
Who carried around his own booze because he knew he would run out if he didn't have enough. So it was a whole thing for me. But I'm watching this going, you got to be kidding me. What is happening here?
Exactly what you think is happening.
Right. We're going to.
Vincent.
Go and go and go and go some more.
And then get on the bus and keep on going.
Danville.
Oh, hello, Danville.
Hello, Danville is poised to enforce a ban on e-bikes and scooters in public parks and reduce the speed limit on trails.
I look forward to hearing how that goes for you, Danville.
The city of Danville, 43,000 strong in the East Bay, has seen an uptick in young, mostly middle school age children driving the vehicles recklessly in city parks. And they've had it up to here.
Yep.
Now the city's trying to curb what they say is dangerous driving by decreasing the speed limit on trails to 15 miles per hour and issuing citations to offenders. Imagine that. You got to have, I don't know. I mean, you can't use police service for that, right?
Right.
You just have like the city park worker.
Yeah, I don't know how you regulate this. I really think that the only answer here, and I hate to say it because it's just one more layer, is these kids need to be licensed, and they don't get their license until after they've taken a safety class where they're shown horrible things that can happen to them. Like they, you know, you're not golden. You
just
think
this
you are,
morning,
right up until you're not.
Coming into the city, I'm coming up this, what is this street? Third
Post?
Street?
Oh, third. I yes, think. Third over to Kearney, right on Post.
So as I'm coming up the street and I'm just basically watching my lights, you know, oh, I'm red. All right, I'll wait. But I look in my rearview mirror and I see a light coming and I can't tell if it's a motorcycle or what it is. And as it gets closer, I realize, oh, that's a scooter. And then the scooter goes phew, through the red that I'm sitting at and does it at an incredible speed. Like, I don't know, because I was sitting still. I can't kind of gauge it, but it.
But did not slow or.
Phew, right through the red. And I just thought,
just
well.
His ass going to be T-boned.
There's a gamble. There's a gamble that you won at. It was 5:27 in the morning. And this guy just went. Guy or girl, I'm not sure. Person. Right through it. No slow. No. I mean, they look. I could see them look as they're coming at it, but they did not slow down.
Yeah.
Dang. Anyway, so Danville's, you know, going to give it a try.
Good luck. I hope it works out and that's all we need to do is just post stronger rules.
Don't go more than 15. I can't help it. But when I see a kid ripping a wheelie down a giant long street, I just am like, oh, that kid's such a stud.
I'm always like, oh my God, that kid doesn't have a helmet on. He's going to fall over backward and that heavy ass bike is going to fall on top of him.
If I was a young lady, swoon. You know, the kid.
No, tell me more.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, that is pretty badass. I mean, he might not be a nice guy or he might be butt ugly, but for now, I'm interested. If I'm, you know, 12 or whatever, that doesn't matter. Where was I? Oh, 800-400-3.
Sure. I'm just watching the show.
I don't want to.
I'm with you. I think it's very cool as well. And if I was a 13-year-old girl, I would be like, that is the coolest dude ever. I want to make out with
him. Yeah.
Let's see. Text from all kinds of things. First, we'll start with this one. Holy S, Deepak. Also called Dr. G, did a surgery on me back in May, right before his shoulder surgery. Awesome guy. We let him cut into me again.
Oh, well, that's saying something.
For the record, he is a very, I've known him since I was a kid. I love that guy. We're longtime friends.
925, felt the earthquake in Walnut Creek on the 10th floor. 415, can't they just mix all the other colors together to get brown? I did it as a kid. It seemed pretty easy.
A great point.
Yeah.
That is a great point. You just end up with brown.
You kind of end up with gray.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just try. Let's try it. Nah. I mean, what's stopping us from experimenting?
650, has the crew started watching season 3 of The Capture?
No, I haven't started watching it yet.
It's crazy good.
Oh my God, how far into
it
are you?
It's so good. 3 episodes in. At the end of the no.
John is a softball game tonight.
It's going to surprise you. Like, how did they come up with something even better?
Really? It's better than season 2. Oh my God.
It's pretty good. 831, the Monterey Airport is great. Park in front and walk right in. Great for LA, Seattle, Vegas flights.
God, I love that. Sounds so great.
Sentinel Steve in Scotts Valley.
Sentinel Steve.
Oh, do we know him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, Steve. Hi guys. I love listening to Bridge to the Gap. I'm always amazed at how much I know from the millennial side since I'm a Gen Xer. How do you pick your contestants? Very simple. Just email us, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. That's Sarah with A-H and Vinny with I-E, and Odyssey spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y.
I really did think...
Include your numbers, we can get back to you.
Yes, and tell me something about yourself.
I really did think, because Deepak has young sons, that he would get the if you know, you know.
I know.
Like, that one seemed like a real big miss. No offense, D. I mean, you're...
It was a horrible, horrible mess, D.
Smarter by far than all of us, but...
He seemed pretty unplugged.
Yeah.
I didn't read any of
them. He was on pain meds.
He got quite a few texts saying, this guy's awful. How does he miss that?
Come on. He's not awful.
Is he throwing the game? You know,
that's
people.
Possible.
People love this.
Well, yeah. That's what I love about this game is Sarah and I were talking off the air is that we're trying to make them general info. We're not trying to be so obscure that no one can get them.
Right.
And it was fun because I you don't know if she's going to know Mork and Mindy.
Right.
I mean, it seemed easy after the fact when she got it. But in general, that was the 70s television show.
Right.
And he went to far greater heights.
Yes.
For a long time.
You just don't know. So it's a fair, to me, it's a fair question. It's definitely set in our generation. But certainly was widely known enough that somebody who was paying attention could get it.
Good morning, radio family. Will the CEO producer of the best radio show ever have a Mary Maddie billboard put up in hopes of finding the future Mrs. Stout?
Well, that's a good question. What about it, Maddie?
I don't think I could. I don't know. I don't think I would want to go that route. I don't know. I don't know what route, because the dating apps are horrible.
They're not horrible.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Well, you have access to women that want to date in your phone. How's that horrible?
I don't know.
You know.
Why don't you come up with a little questionnaire and have somebody post it on the Radio Alice website, and then you can have people that you don't even... We'll use this show as a billboard.
I know everybody's down on them, but do you really want to go back to pinballing around America hoping you bounce into someone who says... Hey, you're pretty cute.
Yeah, I don't do anything.
Right.
So
what? I mean, the apps.
Why can't they just be in my house on my couch watching The Office?
And have you invited them?
Well, there's a look at your future, ladies.
Sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hang out with me and Fred. It's awesome. Good times. All around for everybody.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Harry Styles in New York City.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.